Greetings, alchemists. Here at Hierofire, you can look forward to esoteric knowledge, alchemy, astrology, tarot, numerology, discussion, entertainment, special guests, exclusive downloads and transmissions, tools for the alchemist in all of us, and so much more. This is Nick Fire, your host and spirit coach, and I am honored and blessed to be present. I have been avoiding this subject in my social media content, in my blogs, and doing my best to stay away from the duality of the entire situation because I try my best to live a life as free of judgment as possible. However, now I feel the desire to express my perspective. So lucky you guys. Society would label me as a lesbian. Society would label me black, even though I am of mixed descent. That same society, however, would still label me white, even though I also hold black descent in my blood. And a society who would also label and maybe recognize my Puerto Rican Latin blood as well. It's a powerful mixture. Let me tell you, I've always said I am the best of all worlds. So I have remained powerfully black, proudly Irish, and passionately Latin my entire upbringing in self. On top of all that facts about me, I was adopted and raised by a Malaysian Indian mother and a French father from Boston, Massachusetts. So I wasn't even understood in the home where I was raised, nor was life easy peasy. You know, some like to say if you grow up middle class that you have no reason to complain about your life. And I'm not complaining. However, I do have a genealogy of the number 8 all around. Which means my life path number is a number 8, my spirit path number is a number 8, and my name even works out to be a number 8 in numerology. Those of you who know anything about numerology know that a 888 doesn't have it easy in this lifetime. We have to work hard. We're healthier the second half of our lives instead of the beginning. People do not like to help us, and we just don't receive much help throughout life. And not only that, but we're ruled by Saturn, so judgment and balance is a huge thing for us. Justice is a huge thing for me, which is why I even got involved in the legal system to begin with coming out of high school. So when I say society labels me as these things, I mean all races. I mean people from every race, okay? Growing up for me was very unique. Finding myself was not easy. I had parents telling me I wasn't black, that I was Indian and white like them. And I had society not accepting me for who I was as a whole, not accepting that I can be many things at one time and that I don't have to be one thing at once. It was a very tough and unique way to grow up, and it wasn't easy. The reason why I keep pointing out that this is society's opinion and label of me is because I refuse, nay, I reject the idea of color, race, creed, background, economical status, because I have experienced growing up in a society where the black kids didn't accept me because I was too proper and bougie, because I didn't dress the way they did. I grew up in an emotional war zone where my friends who were white couldn't have me over because I was too loud and ghetto. When I get passionate, people love labeling me as crazy. When in fact, I have just evolved into an extremely powerful and intuitive empath because of these experiences, who is simply fed up. I have emotions. Those emotions are allowed. Those emotions are validated, and there are power that comes along with those emotions. My point is, many have inquired, who do I march with? Do I protest? Do I care? Am I still friends with the person who's out there chanting, all lives matter? Yes, I am. However, at the same time, do I get angered and passionate at the injustice the system has created for us? Yes, it infuriates me. I cry in frustration that the easiest concept out there seems so hard for us to grasp as a people. I know the frustration. I understand the pain. As a community, we have been silently protesting for a long time, taking a knee, speaking up more, and we were ostracized for that. Lost jobs, friends, family. I know that when our protests were peaceful, we were ignored, and this is what led to the anger and passion. What I am trying to say to you is let us redirect and come together as one. Because what we are, despite what the system tries to manipulate us into thinking, into doing, what we are is powerful. And this is a distraction. Revolution is here, and the system they have cultivated is falling. So we can create something much better. But it starts within. It starts within us. Within each and every one of us as a universe. It starts within each and every one of us, a part of every community. That's what it starts with. This is all temporary. You guys know that, right? We're playing a game here on Earth. So love each other, damn it. Let's make this fun. Let's make this fun. We can create something so much better. Because their system is falling right now. Because if you can't love each other, then you truly don't love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, then that is the root of the issue. Because love isn't always unicorns and rainbows. Love is fucking hard because true love is unconditional. So love yourself unconditionally, and in turn, you will start loving all unconditionally. And this is why I've stayed away from this discussion, because I'm coming from it from a unique perspective. That's very misunderstood, which I'm used to as a number 8, being misunderstood and judged. If there's anybody on this planet who knows anything about justice, a triple number 8 would be it. I understand the frustration, for I have felt this same frustration growing up because I haven't been accepted by any community. Ever. So I had to find self-love and self-acceptance. And when I did, I realized it was much easier to love everybody else. Much easier. I don't have to love what they do, but I can understand that love is unconditional. I understand the frustration. I felt it. You cannot tell me as a mixed woman that I haven't experienced racism. I've experienced it from every side. Every side. But nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to bring this up. Did you hear what I said, though? I said understand, not understand. If there's one thing I've learned growing up, it's that words are so important. They're everything. So when I say understand instead of understand, I mean that I get you on a spiritual level. In a truthful, spiritual level. Bringing me to the point of why I originally started this podcast today, on June 17th, 2020, at the beginning of this Mercury retrograde. Words are of the utmost importance. It is no coincidence that when you are writing a word, you are spelling or learning how to spell. Everything you say, consciously and subconsciously, holds and carries and gives off a vibration. Every single word holds this specific vibration, this unique vibration that goes with this word, this unique frequency. So when you speak at times, and you may not even mean what you say, you know, in anger or passion or for whatever reason, maybe not even in anger, maybe just to be silly. Unfortunately for you in that moment, you casted a spell using the frequency and vibration of the words spoken. So knowing this to be true, I implore the community to stop chanting, "I can't breathe," and change it to, "I can breathe." Because at this moment in time, we reject and rebuke anything less. We take our power back into our own hands, realizing that the power never left us to begin with. That's just what they wanted us to think. If you don't agree with anything I'm saying right now, don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. But try coming from a frequency of love and try casting spells where we can change this universe instead of making it worse for us. The system is falling. We can decide what takes its place. So this time right here is crucial. What we do in these moments are crucial. You see, because life is all equal. Yes, I said it. All life is all equal because we flow through the same infinite life force. We are all a part of each other. So how can you even... We are all a part of each other. So how can racism even exist? Baffles me. But it does. But remember that there's been times where you need to realize that you are a part of the trees. You are a part of the flowers, of the rocks. I am a part of the animals surrounding me. I'm a part of the air I breathe. I'm a part of the fire burning and rising inside me with a force felt by all who are around me. So guess what? I do care. I care on a macro and microcosmic level, because the truth is, alchemists, that despite whether or not anyone on this planet treats my life with respect, my life and your life will always and has always mattered. No matter what, our lives have always mattered. Someone who minimizes, dehumanizes, or even murders you cannot take that fact away from you. Don't give up that power. So let's unite. Let's unite in revolution for change, alchemists. Don't you see they want us to be divided? Don't you see they want us to pick sides and fall into dualistic false belief systems and fear propaganda? Hasn't that been proven thus far? Okay, transmission over. I had to communicate this to you guys. I love you. Love and light. This is Nick Fire.